USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Iran prepares to start enriching uranium to levels near bomb-making capabilities, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News says the president's foreign policy blunders is making America less safe.
Joe Biden's become an incredibly destabilizing American president. He took a border that was pretty calm and turned it into chaos. They're talking about enriching uranium at 60% now, which is a direct threat to the existence of the state of Israel. The Russians are challenging him in the Ukraine, and now he is withdrawing forces in Afghanistan against sound military advice.
90% enrichment is what's needed to make a nuclear weapon. Law enforcement and protesters in the Twin Cities suburb of Brooklyn Center clashed Tuesday night for a third night after the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright. The officer involved in the shooting has since resigned, as did the police chief on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Let's get an update on the Iran nuclear deal with Dan Araki.
Iran announced Tuesday that it will begin enriching uranium to 60% purity, pushing its nuclear program closer to producing weapons-grade material. The announcement coming as informal talks between the U.S. and Iran are set to begin in Vienna in an attempt to reform the 2015 nuclear agreement negotiated under former President Obama. But Congressman Mike Turner says a return to that deal would put the U.S. and many of its allies at risk. The Ohio Republican who sits on the House Intelligence and Armed Services Committees tells Newsmax TV that Israel in particular is in grave danger with a nuclear Iran.
Our European allies and Iran said they were going to stay in the deal. Obviously, Iran did not keep to that. The Biden administration, though, by trying to run back into this very flawed deal, certainly puts Iran closer to being able to obtain a nuclear weapon, and then, of course, being a real threat to both Israel, throughout the Middle East, our other allies, and, of course, Europe and the United States itself.
Iran has a population of 83 million. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is expecting American taxpayers to pay foreign countries to curb the border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are reacting with anger and disbelief to a proposal by the Biden administration to send cash payments to Central America as a way to combat the illegal immigrant crisis, describing the plan as madness. Roberta Jacobson, the White House's outgoing southern border coordinator, saying the proposal would be targeted at Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, the three Northern Triangle countries that are the source of much of the migration wave currently crashing against the U.S.-Mexico border. Advisor to former President Trump, Stephen Miller, saying this plan is lunacy.
We have reached the bottomless depths of absurdity, and it will most certainly not work. And I will tell you why. An illegal immigrant or an illegal immigrant family thinking of coming to the United States is very well aware of the financial benefits for them of doing so if they're able to get here and maintain a long-term residence here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Biden in late March tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the U.S. efforts with Mexico and Central America to address the number of migrants heading north. So far, nothing has been done to curb the crisis. Hank Newsom, the head of the Black Lives Matter Greater New York City, called for an independent investigation in how the global network spends its money after BLM co-founder Patrice Kahn-Cullors spent $3.2 million on homes in predominantly white neighborhoods. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.